Tanina liyarshim cheses gemeshonim. That means if the father died, something the father himself would have tainted, it would have been believed. We have right tanina for the son. But something here that the father himself would have tainted, we would not believe the father unless we can bring a proof. So we do not say tanina to the sons. So how could you tell me if the father is alive, we would not believe the father? But now that the father died, we should believe the yarshim. Let the yarshim keep the money. Rava apik zuga disarbala. Rav himself took away some type of scissors. Asher zug mitrayim shosorki begodim, that they cut the clothing with, the tailor scissors. Vesafra the garato and tzvorim on hagado. Miyasme took it away from Yisraelim below raya without any proof. Rashi's habaylim shoyilhem edim sheim shlem oitzim in Yisraelim below raya. V'yedim shidu shishil raviyam shay Yisraelim. V'fi shein asuyin lahashu lahaskir. That somebody owned this cipher before, and somebody owned, the tailors owned the scissors before, and now it was found by your Simon. So when the owner comes back and says, you know, I lent it to your father, now that your father died, you took it over to give it back to me, we believe them. You have right to take it away, below Raya. Bidvorim asurim lahashon lahaskir. Something that's normal to lend. Here also, since the owner, if the father would have been alive, so the tailor would be allowed to take it away from the father. Because these are things that's normally lent to somebody else. So I have a right to say, it's my scissors. What is it doing by you? How come you're holding on to it? It's normal to say I lent it to you. Even though now that their father died, the Yisraelim are having it, still we take it away from the Yisraelim. So you see, you don't say any new Svara, Samazoi, Tanini, Li Yisraelim. We don't say that Svara, Tanini, Li Yisraelim. So how come over here? What do you want to tell me now? That if the father would be alive, he would not keep it. But now that he died and the Yisraelim take over, you give it to the Yisraelim, you don't say that Svara. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kedisholach Rav Huna Bar Avin, that Vorem Asun Lahashu Lahaskir, V'yom Malakuchet Ein B'yodi Ein Anemon, under this part of the Kashrol, that you see, like Rav Huna said, that something that's normal to lend out to somebody else. It's normal for me to lend you, I'll lend you my pen, it's a normal thing. And now you're holding on to my pen and you claim that you bought the pen of me. And I said nothing doing, I stam lent you the pen. Look, Riz, you're not believed, we don't believe you. Stam, the fact you're holding on to it is no real proof that you bought it. Like, we know for sure the pen belonged to me yesterday. Now, you're holding on to it. So regular metalklim, we say there's a chazaka right away. What are you doing holding on to mine? It must be that you bought it off me. But that's only something that's not normal for me to lend it to you. But something that's normal that I lent to you, so I know what it's doing by you. I lent it to you. Says so. Stand the fact he holding on to it is no proof. This is all part of the kasha. So Mar says in Achlami kasha stak a kasha. So we see over here that even though the father died, and now the Yisraelim are holding on to the Sifri Agoda, or else holding on to the scissors, still the tailors or the Baal of the safe has a right to come back and take it away from the Yisraelim. They have a right to say, listen, you took this over from your father. I lent it to your father. What's the reason why? Because since the father would not be believed to keep it, the father has no proof. Just the chazak of holding on to these things is no proof that it belongs to him. That's Rav Chizkiah's halacha. That's Rav Huna's halacha. That dvarim ha'asuyin la'ashal la'askir, things that are normal that I shall lend to you, stam the fact that you're holding on to it is no proof that you bought it off me. So just like by the father has no proof, the same thing when the father dies and the Yisraelim take over, we would take it away from the Yisraelim. We would not let the Yisraelim keep it. So you see such a svara that we do not say tanina to the Yisraelim anything more than the father's rights. If the father has no right to keep it, we'll take it away from the Yisraelim also. Therefore, Takasha before also, how come you want a tanina? What's the Shan Shmuel that he said to Rav, be minded to me, than a case where the person dies? We do not take it away from the Yisraelim. Question is, why not? Rashi to Rashbam says, Kasha, let be done. Kasha. Why did Shmuel say over? My father should be made to me. Why should his father be made? Why should Rava be made? Nakura, just like we would not say Tanina to the father would not get it. Who are then? The Yisraelim also would not get it. Send him a Takasha on Shmuel. How the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chizda. Chizda sounds like this. Omar Rav Chizda. Omar Rav Chizda, Loishonu Elo, Dein Chalukin B'Sosan. Only when they're not separate in their food, they eat together. As Rav says, Loishonu, Hodekoma Rav Olov, Lohovi Raya, that Rav says, that he has to bring the proof. Again, the case was again where the father died and there were a few brothers left over, and the oldest brother taking care of the affairs, the money affairs of the house. And then the older brother has a shtar that he bought something, and he tithes, he bought it with his own money. And the other brothers say, no, you spent it from the mishpacha's money. So Rav says, Olav Lavarai, he has to bring the proof. The father has to, the oldest son, he has to bring a proof that he really bought it with his own money. Menastam, we say he bought it with the mishpacha's money, and the other brothers have a right to it. So when did Rav say this? Lo shonu ela de'ein chalukin b'sosan, means they're not separate, eating separately. They're all eating together. Shmam says, b'shum dava b'yerlam, hafilu b'yisosan, nukach mein loy lezeh, klum b'loyochim. Like everything is done together, like there's one mishpacha money here. There's one pocket for this mishpacha. And they all eat together, they buy together, they spend all the money together. Then Rav said a svara that one brother has no right to say that this shtar that says he bought property, he bought it with his own money. No, since everything they're doing together, most probably it's the mishpacha's money. But let's say they don't do everything together. Let's say they eat separately. Each brother has his own account, has his own money tied on. Then we say, no, this older brother gathered together the money that he spent on eating, and with that money he bought this property. Therefore, the other brothers would have to bring the proof if they want to say he spent the mishpacha's money. But once they're separated in one point, that they have separate accounts, so then we have right to say that this brother gathered together all that money, and with his own share, he went and he bought this house. So therefore, then the din would be, Rav would agree to Shmuel that the other brothers have to bring a proof if they want to take it. Now, Raya B'mai, what type of a proof could he bring? Without this, Rav says that the brother himself has to bring a proof that he owns it. What type of a proof could he bring? So Rashbam says, Ad Rav Koi. We're asking the question now according to Rav. Shehalocha Kamaisu, we take a pasuk like Rav. Because the Adish Rav, we're going to go into Shmuel, Hechi Yom Rav. Sheshes Raya Bikim Ashtav, Rei Shmuel, Yisle Alachim, Lavi Raya, Sarok Lev Listel Shtar, Faket, the proof should be the opposite. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says, we believe this older brother. And Adarab, the other brothers, they want to take it away from him, they have to bring a proof. So their proof is that that star was no good. So Kitsiyah, the Gemara is going according to Rav. That according to Rav, what type of a proof does the older brother have to bring in order to be able to keep this property? So Rav Amai, so Rav Amai, Rav the Edim. He has to bring Edim. So Rashbam says, Abal Hashtar, Lohavi Raya, Tinei Yisosve Kimutz, Oye Neavi Imo Yorish. For a moment, so stars Lola Shalai, he has to bring a proof of Edim that he spent his own money. Rav Shesh Yisama, Raya Mikim Ashtar, it's enough just to bring a proof that the star is a kosher star. Again, the older brother that was taking care of the money matters of the family now has a star that he just bought himself some property. And he claims the money he spent was from his own private money. So he has to, Rav says, we don't believe him. He has to bring a proof. So, Rav Sheshi says, what type of a proof does he have to bring? He has to bring a proof of Kiyam Ashtar. Shpam says, the Kiyam Ashtar, Shekosvo loy Bezdin Hempik al Ashtar Zeh. You have to bring a proof that Bezdin was already Mekayim the Shtar. Bezdin signed on it, that's a good Shtar. Vechivon the Kaimu Bezdin, since Bezdin was Mekayim the Shtar, both Kuashtar the Chokul Beomdo Lamitas Adover, Shekola Kosvo Bishtar Emesu, Vashtar Re Kosvo Bishmashal Zeh. That's enough. But in the shtar it says that this brother Reuven, he's the one that bought this property. So if Bezdin put a hentik, they put their signature on it, that they say the shtar is mekuyim, it's a good shtar, so most probably whatever it says is also emes. But since the shtar says that this older brother Reuven bought it, we believe him when he says he spent his own money from it. Oh, malei rabbi Rav Nachman, so Rav said to Rav Nachman, Horav, Horshmuel, Horab of Rav Sheshes, Ma Kaman Svirle, who do you hold like? That's what Rav said to Rav Nachman. Rashi says, "V'Rav Rav Sheshes, the Pola Galiba the Rav, V'Kirav Tzviulei Raya B'Mai, Ikirav V'Kirav Ikirav Sheshes." Says so. Why do you argue then? If Sam, yes, Michelle, yes, Rav Nachman, I guess the Machlokes over here. So let me hear. Who do you hold like? Mar Kaman Tzviulei Omle said like this. I know me myself, Mas Nisi Adano. I know a brisa. The Tanya would learn like this. Echod min ha'achin, one of the brothers, shayenoi sein v'noi sebetrech habayit. Like one, the older brother, was taking care of all the money matters of this household. Voyu oinois ushtaros yoitzim al shmoi. And this older brother now has a shtar that he bought property. or he has a shtar that he lent somebody money, he has the right to collect the money. The yomer, and he says, Ishnal Shalihain, that it belongs to me, this is my own private money. I bought it with my own private money. Shinoso leave me base avi imam, that this money came to me from my own mother's house. I have my own separate money I have there. Is Olav Lavi Riot. Says clearly that this older brother has to bring the proof. Because Minastam we say that since he's taking care of the Mishpacha's money, he bought it with the Mishpacha's money. If he wants to say something not normal, that he spent his own private money, he has to bring a proof. And the same thing with Chaim Isha, she noises, the noises of the Chabayis. And if a lady is also taking care of the money matters in the house, for her Yoinois Ushtaris Yaitsim al Shmoi, and there's a star now that says that she just bought property, or that she lent somebody money. For Yom Rosha Lihan, and she wants to tie it as her own private money. She did not buy it with her husband's money, but she bought it with her own private money. And where did she get her own private money from? Shenof Luli mi beis avi abba, from her father's house. Oy mi beis avi ima, or else from the mother's house. So she says she spent her own private money. So again, who do we believe here? So it also says, Olav Lavi Raya. She has to bring the proof. In our family say when a wife takes care of her husband's matters, and she went and bought something right now, we have a right to say it's the husband's money. And she wants to say, claim it as for her own, that she spent her own money, it's Olav Lavi Raya. Tamar says, Mai Vechein, what do we need a second case for? The Churot Hainuach. The Teretz is, Mal the Tamar, I would have thought to say, Isha, wife, Kivon de Shavi Cholo Nilson, the Amri Kotorcha Kami Yasmi, Loi Gozlo Miyasme Kamash Malon. I would have thought to say that a wife, we believe, because by a wife, Kivon de Shavi Cholo Nilson, it's Luchura, like it's good for her to leave the property in the Mishpacha's house, that her own Yisoyim, her own kids will take over. Now this that you're saying it belongs to her, it won't go to her own kids. So Chura, she's better off saying the money belongs to her husband. So when she says it's her own money, I would have thought to say maybe we should believe her. The Amri Kotorcha Karmi Yasmi Le Gozla Shmiya, she wouldn't steal from Yisoyimim. Kamash Latachidish know that by a wife also we do not believe her. Even though she's saying she spent from her own money, we do not believe her. The Rashbam says that the Shvicha Le Milsa, Chashivisulo, Shemamina Moiso, Bezdin Lassos, Apatropos, Visho Yisoyimim, the Gam Mishabchi Noisa, Bnei Yodom Akach, or Mikusha Godol, Tayomar Al Shalahen, Shushalo, she's taking care now of Yisoyimim, so she wouldn't do something not right. So if I would have thought to say we should believe her, Kamashma, still we do not believe her. Still we have a thought to say that really it's the husband's money, it's not she's taking it for herself. Unless she could prove it. That's the Chiddush. Not only in the first case, but even in this case also, we say we do not trust her, and she has to bring a proof. Not only by the brother, but even by this wife. Now, v'ned v'amamurim v'machzik avo v'leisin ma'ton v'lachet shechokin. When do we say there's no raya v'chazaka, only by chazaka? But if you give away from ma'ton or else brothers that divide up, then it's different. So it's like this now. Also, kol hani di amrina lav nei chazaka ninu. What was the Mishnah saying? All the cases in the Mishnah got finished saying, these are cases that there's no chazaka. A man doesn't have a chazaka on his wife's property, the wife not the husband, the son and the father and the son. So I was repeating over, we're talking about that. Also, kol hani di amrina lav nei chazaka ninu. We're saying already they have no proof of chazaka. So my answer, the Mishnah means like this. Chasurei Netzra, something is really missing in the Mishnah. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Samara says again, Otsukal Hani di Amrino and Lav Bnei Chazaka Ninu. Samara says, Chasurei Netzra, something is missing. Vokhi Gitar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Vamed Vamamurim, the Chazaka Sheshimotaina. When do we say we do not believe these people, a husband over his wife? That's only Chazaka Sheshimotaina. Kagain Meicher. And Oimer Loi Mocharti, Lakeachom Lakachti, that it's a question where there's a tainer involved. That he says, I bought it, he says, no, I did not sell it. So then, we believe the one that says he did not sell it. Will it believe the wife, will leave the husband, leave the son, leave the father, and the chazok is no proof. Avu chazok is sheni motaino, but in the case of a chazok that doesn't have any tainers to it, kegoin noisein matono, you give a present, or else viachim shechoku. Brother that the father died, and now they're taking over the Yerusha, dividing up the Yerusha. They have Machzik v'nichsi ager to l'miknei b'yalmahu, where he's only start making a regular kinyan. There's no time involved. You're not a question now that you want to bring a proof of a chazak of 3 years that you're living there. We're not talking about a tiny here. We're talking about right now where there's no owner involved. Sam, you want to come there and make a chazakah. Somebody is giving it to you from Atona. So you have to make a chazakah, kinyan here. Or else when brothers divide up Yerusha, there's not a question of a chazakah, cheskas gilmoshonim. They want to make a kinyan now. Or else a machzik v'nichsi ager. If a ger dies and he has no yoshim, so whoever comes first, come get it. Then the Mishnah says, you should know, no'al geder, if somebody closes the fence, or no'al geder, poras kosher, so you break open an opening in the fence a little bit, ha'rezu chazoka, that's a different type of halacha. That's like we know, karka nikna b'shloshe dvorim, tekesa b'shtar b'chazoka. You could buy property with a shtar, with chazoka, so this is the way you make a chazoka kinyan. That's what the Mishnah means to end off. Toni Ravoshia, the kiddushin devei levi. First, you learned by the Kedushin, the Be'levi. Yeah. That Noal, Geder, Porat, Kolshu, the fun of a Rezu Chazaka. That if you do one of these things, if you Noal, Geder, you close the fence, or else Porat, you make an opening in the fence, Koldu, in front of the first owner, then I raise the chazaka. But mashman has to be done befonav in front of him. So more makes a dig befonav ish, befonav loy, only in front of him, yes, not in front of him, no. Like, why not? The chur is a chazaka. Kinyan is a new kinyan chazaka. What do I have to do that in front of him for? Like Rashbam says. Yeah. And the more so before says that the Gdushin, the Be'levi, so Rashbam explains to me that the Sefer, the Brice, and the Sefer Kedushin. It means the Brice is in the Sefer Kedushin. Shesid the Levi count, Kamosh, Shesid Rabchia, Rabbishia. Just like Rabchia, Rabbishia made Brices, who then Levi also made Brices in the Sefer Kedushin. So learning the Sefer Kedushin, he made this Brice about this Kinyan, and he said that the Kinyan Chazaka of Noy of a God of Paras Befonov, the Nekach of Memcha Mari, the Dam the Kedushin, the Karkinik of the Chazaka. From a time of Gemara before of who did the chazaka before of the loicher and no one got the before of loicher the chazaka. But to me, like, why not? If you make the kinyan not in front of the loicher, why not?